This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. First Company has garnered a lot of, let's say, positive attention on our website, and the share price has performed quite well this year. It's a company that right now is well-funded and seems to have a property that, you know, there's some substance to. I am talking about Falco Resources. We have Vincent Metcalf, the CFO, on with us. Vincent, to kick it off, there was a news release that came out over 3 weeks ago now. We haven't had you on the show since then, and I wanted to address this topic because for some investors out there, there might be a little bit of confusion. Falco went ahead and forced the exercise of some outstanding warrants that were well in the money, and Falco has every right to do this. What's the mentality for the company behind forcing this exercise?
Sure. Thank you for having me today. Essentially, what we typically wanted to do is just to make sure that our stock was as clean as possible, and we knew exactly where those warrants were held. Essentially, you had five Quebec funds that had those warrants, and the sixth holder was actually Osisko Gold Royalties. So we obviously we had the option since the stock performed so well, we had the option to force the exercise of those warrants, which brought in an additional $1.2 million in the treasury. But essentially, we knew those holders are typically the long term type of shareholders, and that we weren't going to get much flow back in terms of shares coming available. So in that sense, we forced the exercise. And from what we understand, obviously, Cisco didn't sell one share, and two additional funds definitely did not sell any shares into the market. We believe one or two of the smaller ones, given that the recent good performance of our stock, we were overweight in their portfolio. They might have sold down a small position just to go back to normal proportions. But you know, the thought behind that is definitely that from several shareholders or investors, when they look at stocks, they always want to make sure that the capital structure is as clean as possible, so that when we do have news, you know, the stock reacts appropriately, and you don't have you know, undue volume from people exercising options, warrants, or so on. So from that point of view, we believe that now we're in a much better position, that when we do release good news, instead of having, you know, selling in, you know, having somebody selling in into good news, we have people buying stock, and obviously having a tighter share structure from that point of view.
Well, I got to tell you, that certainly is showing an awful lot of respect for responsibility, I guess is a better way to put it, for your current shareholders. I think it's a real feather in your cap that Osisko came in and took that larger position in the company. And I know that one of the questions, it's not that I'm clairvoyant, but one of the questions that we're going to get on our blog guaranteed is, what effect could this possibly have in terms of the current management structure, the current operations of Falco? Is this going to make a difference? I mean, are they looking to perhaps play a larger role in the operations of the company?
Well, you saw recently Oban actually changed its name to Osisko Mining. Mm-hmm. So within the Osisko group of companies, between the Osisko Royalties and Osisko Mining and Falco, we're definitely recreating the platform to be the go-to name in terms of redeveloping the Quebec mines. Between our organizations, or the three different companies, we believe we have the next three gold mines to be developed in Quebec. So from that point of view, you know, our management is 100% focused in terms of Falco's management in advancing the Falco project, the Horne 5 project. So, you know, the Osisko guys, they want this thing. You know, they're mine builders. They're not guys that are looking just to do a quick deal of M&A in terms of buying an asset for X amount of money and, you know, selling it for for why. You know, they want to de-risk assets. They want to go forward. They want to develop. And if somebody comes in and pays the proper bid, sure, they'll sell into that. But it's not, you know, their motto. Their motto is to go there to de-risk the asset, create shareholder value, and definitely advance the projects. If you look at the past success they've had between the Osisko team and between the Virginia team, which, you know, both companies merged last year together, they've returned $5 billion of money to investors. And when I say $5 billion, the calculation behind that is that for Osisko Mining Corporation, the first company, they raised $1 billion, they built the mine, and they sold it for $4.3 billion. So just there, they created $3 billion of shareholder value. And then Virginia, on their front, when they sold their first company for $500 million to Goldcorp, they had raised only $100 million, so that's $500 million there. And then when they sold the company to us last year, you're looking at another $500 million. So between Virginia, who created $1 billion of return for investors, and between the Osisko team, which got three, you're looking at $4 billion of return. So that's the value proposition for a Falco shareholder today, is that, you know, we're not here for the short run. We're looking for the big, you know, investment returns. That's at least our position.
Impressive background and history on what the Virginia guys and what the Osisko guys have been able to do over the last few years, and even in some pretty tough markets too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to look forward into what else is happening for the rest of this year, because as you said, the exercise of those warrants brought in $1.2 million. Off mic, you told me that brings you up to about $10 million in cash. What's that money going to be spent for? What can investors expect?
Sure. So as we've discussed in the past, we've got three drills on the Horne 5 West extension target. So we should see a first batch of results by the end of July, early August. So we're really looking forward to that. We think that's kind of the low-hanging fruit in terms of around what we're looking at around our current resource, which is at 6.6 million ounces in its current state. So we think there's definitely a good amount of upside on that front. And then the other target that we'll be testing this year is the Caiman extension, which that's going to be another 10,000 meters. We'll be looking to start that program relatively quickly within a month or so. So two very big exploration targets within the 1 kilometer of our current resource. So from that point of view, there should be some very good upside on that exploration front within the next 3 to 6 months. And the other major thing that we're working on, obviously, is we released the PA in May. We're now full steam ahead on delivering the feasibility for the next within the next year. We're looking at delivering the feasibility on the Horne 5 project before the end of the second quarter of 2017. So we're full steam ahead on that. We've been growing the team in terms of adding a few engineers here and there to support the development process. But, that's definitely the big milestone that we'll be looking at, Nick.
I spent a bit of time in the area where you're probably sitting right now, Vincent, in that, you know, you get on the air of Ruin Randa and down the road, and that is very definitely mining country personified. Osisko, because of the mine, moved an entire town so that the people would not be harmed in any way with the new mine. I visited that new town, actually, in the same area as where the mine is pretty much, but not close enough that there was really mm-hmm. any visual interaction, for lack of better terms. But that is the greatest example of social responsibility I have ever seen in the mining industry. And I'm
totally
looking for that.
And we're very proud of that as well, because, you know, we've had, that was almost poster, relocation program. I mean, everybody now in the world that you see people from Peru, from Latin America, from Africa come to Malartic and see how we were able to do this. So now it's now one of the most impressive relocation program that was ever done in the world, and it's definitely now the standard. No other relocation program will go differently than a Kane and Mlardic move. So that's definitely something that the Osisko team is very, very proud of.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You continue to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with Jeff Pontius right now. Jeff is the co-founder and current president of Corvus Gold Incorporated. Corvus came up with a very interesting private placement when you look at the invocations of that private placement this past week. They announced the closing of a $2.6 million Canadian dollars non-broker private placement, which was taken by Osisko. And that gives Osisko a pretty good stake in the company, I would have to say, joining a lot of very serious, well-known institutional investors. As Jeff said, it was interesting. Osisko sent a obviously contingent down to look at the property, and they walked away and said, we're willing to write you a check. Now, in the case of this private placement, along with all of Corvus Gold's private placements, remember there are no warrants. These are straight private placements, nothing else. Jeff, talk about this one if you would.
Yeah, thanks, Al. It's very important for us. As you know, we are very focused on our shareholder base. Important to for Corvus to build up that long gold, long company shareholder base. Groups that recognize opportunity that will bloom down the road and produce real value for them as investors. And the Osisko Group is a great group of guys who have made a lot of money in the past, have made a lot of money for their shareholders. And to get these guys on board with our other group of real high-quality shareholders is important. Osisko developed a significant mine up in Canada and sold it to Yamana and Agnico and made a lot of money for their shareholders when they did that. And I think it's really important for us to get that kind of shareholder in Corvus. These are not the guys that trade shares or the volume that moves in and out of the stock every day. These are guys taking a bet on the company as a high value down the road transaction proposition for them. So I think it's a really great opportunity for us. One good thing about raising this amount of money is it fully funds Corvus all the way through 2017 and actually well into 2018. So Corvus is in a very strong financial position now. We've fully funded our follow-up drill program that will be starting around the end of September, and that's going to be an important next step for us as this exploration work we're doing now, you know, we get all the results in and we look at how we're going to follow that up to add more ounces to this project.
Well, Jeff, I have to say I have invested in some of the companies that Osisko has been involved in, and they do, in my book, seem very smart in their investments. They know how to pick the properties that seem to move into a nice production phase. That being said, did Osisko have any prior position in Corvus before this financing?
No, Osisko didn't have a share position in the company, and this represents their initial investment in Corvus. And we spent some time with the guys, talking to them quite a bit over a few-month period of time to kind of answer their questions and really go through the project. So I think it's a great opportunity for Corvus shareholders to have another quality long-term shareholder involved in the company that provides real critical funding for us at a great opportunity price, I think. And as Al said, no warrants, and we did this at a bit of a discount to market for them, and this represents a real long-haul position.
Well, I have to say, I think it's an important thing to realize. The implications, given the fact that most of our listeners are very aware of the negative aspects of associated warrants and private placements. I mean, warrants, in effect, put a cap on the stock for a while, and the share appreciation, I guess I should say. But many companies simply, have to use warrants because of bad market times or what have you, but I have to commend you for doing that. Jeff, I want to talk about what I think is one of the real strong suits of your company, and quite frankly, that is your shareholder base. Let's talk about your major shareholders. Inigo Ashanti, for one, is one.
Yeah, Anglo Gold Ashanti, they're a great shareholder for us. They've been there with us all the way along, participating in financings. They own 19% of the company. Along with them is Tocqueville, Great group, the largest gold fund in North America. They're a great group run by John Hathaway and been very supportive of us through time. The Van Eck Group, RCF, which is a big investment group in resource companies here in Denver. It's a good group of folks. We've got probably half a dozen high net worth types that own anywhere between 1 to 5 million shares of stock. So those are another good group of people that we have in the company. And, you know, as we see gold turn the corner here and start to move on the upside, these guys are all benefiting from a nice strong share price here as all these companies recover through this time.
So, Jeff, you mentioned that Corvus is now funded through even 2017, but there is still a drill program that is coming up. Can you explain the drilling that you will be doing, potentially how many meters, how many holes, and also what you're hoping to achieve by this drilling?
Yeah, we put some news out a few weeks ago about a new discovery we have on the north end of our Yellow Jacket deposit, which is a high-grade deposit that we have in the current mine plan. It's got about 500,000 ounces in it. Our goal has always been to push that 500,000 ounces so we could keep in production from the mill from that going forward. So we're looking for 4 more years of mill ore, and it looks like these early results are outlining an area that can provide that for us. So this next phase of drilling is what we call grid drilling or resource development drilling, and it's really geared around outlining those shapes so we can put them into a resource model, rerun our mining design and rerun our resources and come up with an updated resource, which we expect to have sometime around the end of the first quarter of next year. So this next phase of drilling is probably in the order of about 15,000 feet of drilling, about 5 or 6,000 meters maybe when we get it all done. And that'll take place in the months of October, November, and early December. And that'll provide the information needed to update the resource model in this, what's really probably better characterized as the northern extension of the Yellow Jacket deposit.
Mr. Pontius, always appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not construe this as being investment advice. On this program, we simply provide information, and if we are shareholders in any of the companies we talk about, we certainly let you know that, and we will not purchase any shares or sell any shares of sponsor companies without a 3-day notice on each end. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Al and I are now joined by Chris Martinson, founder and editor of peakprosperity.com. Very valuable website. Chris also speaks at a number of the conferences around the world and a number of the conferences that I attend on a regular basis. Chris, I asked you before we started this interview as to what's really on your mind at some of the recent conferences that you've been to and some of the discussions that you've had with some pretty high net wealth individuals. What seems to be the overwhelming trend and discussion? And you came back pretty emphatically saying, let's talk about how stocks and bonds are both hitting record highs at the same time. This is a bit of a dichotomy. It seems like it should not be happening. But Chris, in your eyes, why is this happening?
Yeah, Corey, it's happening for one reason only, which is that the central banks are dumping huge record amounts of liquidity into these markets. They're as liquefied as they've been since 2013. We have the European Central Bank, 85 billion euros a month buying corporate bonds. Obviously, that's driving interest rates lower. As interest rates drive lower, people front run that and buy those, and they're also buying equities at the same time. You know, you're supposed to bonds and stocks are supposed to be kind of on opposite sides of the risk spectrum. One's risk off, one's risk on. Stocks are risk on. You want to take risks, buy stocks. You're feeling a little nervous, risk off, great, and wander over to bonds. What can we make of the situation where risk off and risk on are both being bought hand over fist? Simple. More buyers than sellers. How do you have that many buyers? Simple. Lots and lots of liquidity out in the marketplace. So that all sounds wonderful. Hey, we're all getting rich, but I got to tell you, as you alluded to there, the wealthiest of the wealthy people that I talk to are increasingly nervous. It was a point of concern to me that at this Newport Wealth Conference I was just at, that this year, for the first time, I wasn't a contrarian. I was kind of center mass of people who were thinking that this monetary experiment has gone too far, it's going to blow up, and for people who have big money to manage, it's a real point of nervousness because where do you go? Where do you hide? They can't find any place in the world that hasn't been dragged along in this huge central bank-induced bubble mentality.
You know, it's interesting how times have changed from that standpoint right now. It's not just the United States. We recorded a segment earlier with Dan Oliver, and Corey brought up the fact that, you know, the situation right now isn't necessarily just in the United States. It's not just a domestic situation, but it's very much an international situation. Any comments on that?
Well, it is, and this has been something where we've seen starting after the crisis of 2008, which, by the way, it legitimately scared the central banks. They should have done some soul searching and said, well, why did 2008 happen? And then they'd have to look back to 1998 and other earlier points in history to discover that they'd fostered these bubbles. But okay, so here we are, it's 2008. They have this crisis and they respond with this crisis mentality. Listen, I could accept that for 6 months, maybe a year, but here we are 6 years after that. And even longer. And what we're finding is that they're still applying the same measures. And what they've done is they've created an even larger set of bubbles, but it's global. So the Bank of Japan passes the baton back to the Federal Reserve, who passes the baton over to the ECB, who passes it back to the Fed, back over to Bank of Japan, and around this goes. And every time the markets show a tiny bit of weakness, the central bankers come out with some big set of coordinated statements to say, oh, no, we're still dovish, and don't worry, everything should keep going higher. And that should make the average listener really worried because it means that the central banks are, A, scared of allowing these markets to show any weakness at all. So they've created these Franken markets that make them really scared. And, B, that they're really out of options for what they can do besides just to try and prop everything higher. So they do that. Now wander over to the political spectrum and notice how unhappy the average person is. Because guess what? When you print money out of thin air and toss it into financial markets, the elites are the ones who get wealthy. Everybody else does not get wealthy. In fact, we, on my end and your end and everybody who's listening to this end of the spectrum, our economic oxygen gets sucked out of the environment. And so what we discover is our wages don't go up. Our health insurance costs skyrocket. In fact, everything you can't import just skyrockets in price. So tuition, healthcare, government services, all those things going up very rapidly in price, which costs us a lot. Things you can import, you know, so jeans are a little cheaper. You know, it doesn't balance at this point. And so people's wages aren't going up. We're getting squeezed. And all the central banks can do in their echo chamber is make the elites a little bit wealthier. And they've got some rationale for it. Like today would be a bad time for a market correction. You know, it's always a bad time. But that's really the landscape. And so that tension is building. And I think it ends badly at some point.
Well, and I think that's the biggest issue is that all this money printing and all this free money is being held at the top. It's not trickling down to the individual. It's not helping the individual out at all. And it continues to get trapped in the markets and on big corporate balance sheets. So, Chris, when you are talking to these high net wealth individuals, and even when you're talking to your subscribers on your website, how are you telling them to protect themselves, but then also to not miss out on some of the gains? Because quite frankly, even though we all agree that the way the market is rising right now is not because of natural forces, but if you were not in the market over the last couple of months, you did miss out on some gains.
Oh, absolutely. And it's really tricky because, you know, our larger view at Peak Prosperity is that this is the mother of all tops. We had a housing bubble and we saw this topping behavior in the equity markets, and we had the dot-com craze and internet craze in the late 90s, and that topped out. Those topping procedures were short compared to the one we're in right now. And the reason for that is that what we're in now is not an equity bubble per se. It's not even a real estate bubble per se, although we have both of those as side bubbles. This is the mother of them all. This is the credit bubble. This is one that started in the late 70s, early 1980s. It's a thing that when it finally lets go, it's going to be pretty destructive overall. And so what we recommend is that people first, you have to understand the context of where we are. So get educated, look beyond the headlines, you know, get what you can from the mainstream news, but do yourself a favor. Really study what's happening from a monetary standpoint, resource standpoint, demographics, big trends you have to put together. And that's, of course, what we do at Peak Prosperity. And then two, get yourself a game plan for this time. So my personal game plan includes being in the game somewhat. I've got some private investments I've made. I like certain very high value plays at this particular junction in time. But generally speaking, I'm building cash. Because if I'm right, there is a deflationary wave coming. There will be an excellent time to reinvest, but we're looking at equities that are pretty much in nosebleed territory by every historical measure right now. That's a pretty weak time to buy for the long term, typically speaking. So if you got a trader mentality, you're absolutely right, Corey. Get in, get out, you know, catch the gains from the last few months. But this is a time to really be nimble. And third, if you have money and you don't have time to really be watching the tape 24 hours a day, and you want somebody to manage it, make sure you have somebody managing it who actually understands the risks right now and whose interests are aligned with yours. I hate to say this, but for a lot of people who are managing money out of big financial institutions, conflicts of interest are just part of the game.
Chris, one final comment. You said come up with a game plan, how to manage your way through all of this. How long-term of a game plan do you have?
Well, my game plan, it actually runs in pretty much 10-year increments. I'm looking out the next 20 years. I'm really looking at the long wave. I believe that we're going to get back to an intrinsic sense of value by the time all of this washes out. What is that? It's real assets. This is real productive land, farmland, timberland, productive commercial real estate. It's going to be the means of production. We're going to get away from paper wealth, fantasy wealth, I call it, back towards real stuff. There's a lot of fantasy wealth out there right now, and we'll see that correction back to real before all of this is done. And for the average person, you know, you could do worse than to invest in a little gold at this point as representing a real tangible asset, but that's like hitting the easy button. There's other things we can do.
You know, I have to tell you, Chris, I had this conversation with Bob Moriarty about 3-4 years ago, and he said exactly the same thing. He said, you know, given the evolution of the economy, it is really time right now to put your money into tangibles. I would agree with that 100%. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome in. Wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I think this is one of our more important political editorials that we've done in a long time. Corey and I are chatting with Glenn Downs right now. Glenn, I have to tell you, after watching Thursday evening, after watching Donald Trump's speech and seeing the reactions from the party, I think that the Republicans have finally defined a platform that is a philosophy, I guess would be a better way to put it, that has to resonate with all Americans. And that is Donald Trump, who financed his own campaign out of his own pocket, primary campaign out of his own pocket, truly has skin in the game. He truly cares about America, not because he's looking to gratify himself, but because he's looking to truly help the country. I believe that the well-thought-out plans of Hillary Clinton to eventually become the first female president of the United States is simply a continuum of a personal goal of hers, not a personal goal of what's right for the country. Your comments, my friend.
Well, thanks, Big Al and Corey, for inviting me to make a few comments. You know, it seems to me that I know for a fact, as you know, I spent some time up in Washington in the last couple of weeks and had a chance to talk to significant officials in the Trump campaign. And I knew in advance they had several goals, one of which was to put together a platform which unified people. I also knew that one of the things they wanted to do was to actually get Trump nominated, deal with. They didn't seem overly worried about it at that time, but they knew they needed to deal with the hashtag Never Trump people and beat back attempts to nominate somebody else, John Kasich or somebody else, had to do that. And then they also had to kind of craft a message that not only kept the Republican base together, but reached out to potential swing voters, independents and Democratic-leaning voters who don't think that the current system's working for them. And they were obviously not 100% choreographed in the way they did everything. You thought about the Melania Trump speech, which was sort of a distraction. Ted Cruz's speech, which is a distraction. But by and large, I think they did accomplish what they were hoping to accomplish. So that was a plus, and but they came out of it with a speech and a message that was really not so much classically conservative, but more of a Main Street versus Wall Street, households versus Washington, D.C. kind of a message, insider versus outsider. And that's something that I think in this environment will resonate with people who don't think the system is currently working very well for them.
Glenn, can I get your comment on kind of the rise of Trump in the political system? When he first announced that he was running for the Republican nomination, he was placed in ninth place, or projected in ninth place through popularity and whatever polls came out before the primaries started. And in under 2 months, he climbed to the top, never looked back, and now he is the Republican nominee for president. Do you have any comments on the rise of Trump in a sense where he still is hated by many, but, hey, he's now up for nomination for president?
I had last year, 2015, I was at a luncheon in Washington, and it was a closed luncheon. It wasn't tiny. There were probably 75 people there, and former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu was the speaker. And this was a group of Republicans and Republican people like me who are chiefs of staff on Capitol Hill and lobbyists and the political class in Washington. And Sununu had just come out with a book about President George H.W. Bush, that he was being very defensive of George H.W. Bush's presidency, for whom he was the chief of staff for a while. And in the course of that, the whole question of Trump came up. And Trump had at that point in time, filed and was beginning to draw a little bit of blood. But no one in that room, for the most part, could even imagine that Donald Trump would ultimately be the Republican nominee. And Sununu said, well, Donald Trump has had his fun. But we all need to get serious about having him move aside so that the longer he stays in, the more energy and money he's going to take from the eventual nominee. And that was the level of political awareness that the political professionals, quote unquote, had. And what was interesting is it maintained that same status all the way through to the point when he became the effective nominee a couple of months back now. And they were just in disbelief. Well, but the one thing that they would not do was to engage in any introspection. They never looked back at themselves and said, what is it about what we have done and or haven't done or should have done but didn't do that has caused everybody to turn from us and turn to Donald Trump? And for example, to my memory, the thing that Trump obviously had who were for him, but he spoke the truth about an issue that Big Al Corlin is concerned about, for example, this business of illegal immigration, whether somebody thinks you should build a wall or not build a wall and all that. Obviously, there's this catch-and-release program where everything's off the table. You give a driver's license to illegal immigrants, all these sorts of things. Was something that really resonated with Republican primary voters, and I think a lot of general election voters too, but everybody in the political class didn't talk about it. They wouldn't talk about it, and so Trump talked about illegal immigrants, crimes being committed by illegal immigrants, hospital beds being taken by illegal immigrants, and those sorts of things, and he just caught fire. And the rest of the Republican field just refused to go, boy, we've really screwed up over the past, decade or more in terms of the way we've dealt with this issue and modified their positions. Instead, it was they were trying to, even to this day, you still got the Jeb Bushes of the world and the Ted Cruzes of the world who just refuse to acknowledge that reality has changed. The Republican primary reality has changed.
Well, I got to tell you, Glenn, reality has changed, but there is a very, very clear distinction between the two sides in my mind right now. Number one, in terms of the left, their philosophy appears to me to be the following. You know, we are evolving into a country that is really not a country of rules. We're evolving into a country of political correctness. For example, the immigration situation happens to be one of my real hot buttons, in the sense that I love everybody, and I break my neck, and my wife breaks her neck to help other people. And the proof is in the pudding. We've been doing that for years and years and years with volunteer work. But the fact of the matter is the law, and you cannot have bogus driver's license, you cannot have bogus voting identification, etc., just because you're looking to get elected by attracting a certain segment of the population. Now, you notice that Mrs. Clinton's campaign is really centering around women, which is fine. I mean, God only knows I love women. And number two, it's certainly focused on the minorities in this country. And I guess the question that I have is, I would hope those people, because they are certainly as intelligent as we are. They're no different. They're human beings. They're all God's creations. But I would hope that they would realize what Mrs. Clinton is really trying to do. She's trying to fulfill a lifelong plan to become the first female president of the United States. And she doesn't have really any answers for making this country a better place. You got the final word, my friend. We've got about a minute left here.
Well, Big Al, there are terrifically different views about where the United States' place in the world is, and then between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And frankly, between Donald Trump and a lot of the people that ran against him in the Republican field, there is a feeling that the United States is not a special place, or at least the ideals that the United States purports to espouse are not special. And there are those of us who think, like de Tocqueville, that America will be great as long as Americans are good. And Americans will only be good if we stick to the principles upon which the country was founded. And that's a lot of what we're trying to decide right now. Trump said in his speech the other night that the time is short. And I agree with him. We don't have that much time to fix this. So the stakes are pretty high.
All right, there you have it, a little political discussion to end off this weekend show. As always, we hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. We thank you for tuning in. Come check out our website on a daily basis for daily market commentary and political commentary from Glenn Downs.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.